Okay.
So now we are audio recording.
We're recording.
We're recording now.
I went ahead and just turned it on.
But the mics are muted, right?
Yeah, mics are muted. The one up front is on.
That is excellent.
I would always say about when it's a minute out, go ahead and start it just in case. We're not trying to get it going right as the meeting.
Oh, I see.
So we're not sweating it.
Amy, there are extra agendas on the front row if y'all want one.
All right, the time is now 6 p.m., and I would like to call to order the April 9th, 2025 meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board and confirm that a quorum is present. We have Colin Kimball, Dave Hoke, Carly McCall, Seth Norton, Shane Alsey, Mark Hunt, and Guy Green present. And alternate Paul is also present, Paul Reed. Reminders, present. All right, we'll move on to our first order of business, which would be public comments on agenda items. Do we have or do we not have requests to speak on non-public hearing agenda items? Okay, there are none. All right, we'll move on to consent items. First item is item number 25-2622, minutes of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting of March 12th, 2025. There is a vote required. Please review, and if I have a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve.
Guy Green makes a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Colin Kimball seconds the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion passes. Next, we will move on to reports. There will be no actions taken here. Item number 25-2623, update on the 2025 McKinney Boards and Commissions member appointments.
I'm providing an update. Let me pull up my. Sorry about that. Good evening, Chairman and Board members. I am Tanisha Sparchman, Deputy City Secretary, and I'm here to provide you an update on the upcoming Boards and Commissions appointment process. This is the time of the year when we begin to accept applications from McKinney residents interested in applying for a Board or Commission, including incumbents who wish to reapply. On Tuesday, August 26th, the City Council will begin appointing new members to the various boards and commissions with a term to begin on October 1st, 2025. The application submission period is currently open, and the deadline for application submissions is Friday, June 20th, and you are able to apply online. As an incumbent, if you wish to be considered for continued service, you will need to reapply using your email address on file and update your existing application. Interviews will be conducted in July and in August. All approved applicants will be contacted to confirm their schedules. New and reappointed members must complete open government training and any related training before October 1st, 2025. And for your specific board, the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board currently has, I believe there are five members that are currently up for their terms are expiring this year, and there are three that are eligible for reappointment. Your terms are a maximum of two full terms, and your board consists of one alternate and seven regular members. And with that concludes my presentation, and I will now stand for any questions.
You said there was three that were basically terming out?
There are two.
Two. And who, can you mention who those are, please?
Yes, the names that are listed on here are Colin Kimball and Seth Norton.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, and will some information that you just covered be coming out to us via our emails?
Yes, we will submit, we'll send this information out as well, so that you have that. It will also include the dates of the open government training, which I think we currently have it at some point in September, as well as some additional information.
Do you have any idea when that'll be going out?
I would say the board, the deadline for submission is June 20th, so probably sometime around after the deadline for application submissions has been completed.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and if there are no further questions, thank you all, and thank you for your service to the board, and have a great meeting.
Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is item number 25-2624. First is board and liaison reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Colin Kimball and I have been working with Turntime Jackson on the R.D. Foster Monument out for the memorial. Still waiting to get a quote from Turntime Jackson on that, so hopefully have something better to report next board meeting with an actual quote and look at how we can move forward with that. The VFW had asked for a flag for their memorial or their golf tournament coming up this Monday. We have the flag, have the case, and I'm having a little plaque made up that will say this flag was flown over the Corporal R.D. Foster Veterans Memorial Park in honor of VFW Post 2150, the Lone Star Post. So that is ready to go. Should have that to Ms. Ringley at the end of this week.
Thank you. I don't have anything specific to report on. Are there any other board members that have want to report anything that is not already part of the discussion item? Is there anything else from the City of McKinney? Nope. Okay. Next, we'll go on to discussion items. Item number 25-2625, discuss the 2025 Memorial Day Ceremony. As we can see, all of us have the proposed agenda and timeline for it in front of us with the assignees and the tasks. The first one, obviously, is the invite to the mayor, whomever is going to be speaking. We kind of know that situation is fluid with elections coming up.
Yes, sir, I have a calendar reminder with Blanca Garcia the Monday after the elections to go over that.
Awesome, thank you. And then reading of the names, Colin, Katrina, Colin, have you been able to reach out to the Gold Star family members and get any replies yet?
Not yet, but Trina and I were talking about that earlier today. And so, yeah, we will gather the emails and get, send out the notices.
Excellent, thank you. And if you need any help, please.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, could you move your mic a little closer to you, Mr. Chair? And Ryan, thank you. Please continue. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. And next we have the riderless horse. I see the email request has been submitted. Kayla, have we received a reply yet from that?
My apologies, could you repeat the question?
The update on the riderless horse, we have the email request.
Yes, they have confirmed that they will be in attendance, and everything is all sorted for that.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you.
And I know, Marty, you're tracking the park setup every time. You guys do it flawlessly, it's amazing, thank you. Invocation. At the last meeting, we talked about Colin and Shane reaching out for some possible options on who would be available to do that. Have we received any replies or commitments yet?
Not from my end.
I will have one by the end of this week. I'll have one by the end of this week.
Awesome. Thank you. Next up, obviously, I believe we're confirmed on the color guards. We don't need to discuss that anymore. National anthem. Ryan, I believe you were going to reach out and kind of try to find options.
And certainly put some options on the table. I'll come up with some options first.
All right, thank you. Taps Bugler is confirmed. Wreaths, we have Shane tracking, picking up the wreaths. Name engraving confirmed to be completed by May 15th, 2024, excuse me, 2025. Volunteers, I've got the emails prepped and ready to go for the providers, Daughters of American Revolution, Recruiting District, Marine Corps, as well as, you know, the other contacts of the VFW, American Legion, and DAV Dallas. I wanted to do it a little closer to the actual event so it just didn't get lost in emails. But now that we're just about 2 months, a little over a month out, I'm going to send those emails to them. The other tasks were promoting on city media and other news outlets. Are there any updates on what we've reached out to, or what we still need to, what entity we still need to communicate with, getting it out for marketing or any kind of other promotion?
We do have, marketing did design two options for the flyer, and you'll find those in your handouts. So if you'd like to discuss things you do and do not like about either one, and I can take those notes back to marketing. But this is kind of what they mocked up based on the information that was given to them.
Okay, thank you. So in each of the packets, there are two examples of possible handouts for the Memorial Day ceremony. One has a darker blue background, one has a lighter blue background with stars inside of it. Is there any discussion or thoughts on which one appeals to board members?
I like the one that's the lighter color blue. I think it is a little bit more eye-popping.
I like the scroll.
It appears everyone's liking the scroll better as the option to go with. Kayla, I think this is the clear winner. So
okay.
We'll go with this one, with
great,
the silver scroll.
Is there any information on there that needs to be updated, or does everything look correct to the board members?
I think it looks good.
Yeah, no corrections needed.
Thank
okay,
you great.
So much for getting with marketing. And
yes, I will let them know, and then I'll send this out digitally to the board, and y'all can share it as you see fit.
I do have a chaplain for the invocation.
Excellent, thank you. So we are good to go for the invocation and the chaplain. Colin, when you get a moment, can you supply the name to Kayla so she can update the document? Thank you. The other last few things are the stories. I think we identified some names last meeting, or did we not do that last meeting? We need to identify the names.
So I've got all the stories. Well, I haven't gotten them all written. I've got Texas-Mexican War. I got World War One. I've got World War Two, Korean War, Vietnam. So I'm working on two others. One is from an interwar period, a guy that was killed in a NATO exercise, a Marine. I'm also trying to cover all the branches, and I thought, I didn't get a Marine, so. And so I'm going to do the War on Terror. I will have those bios for the next meeting, and we can all draw straws as to who wants to read. I was going to prefer to have Paul read the Vietnam one because the guy was served with Paul. I think it adds a little more meaning.
Excellent. Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment. I'm going to ring the bell. Is that right?
If that's your desire, go right ahead.
It was asked last
you can ring
though.
My bell.
Yes, guy. You can be the bell ringer.
Just didn't see it there and didn't know if you had the bell.
Bell is actually the last item that we were about to hit up. We have Ryan getting it from the fire department. He's going to arrange the pickup. And Guy, you have volunteered to ring the bell after each page of wall names are read. Excellent. Any other points of discussion or thoughts for the Memorial Day ceremony? No? Okay. Now we'll move on to public comments regarding matters not on the agenda. Are there any citizens in attendance that would like to make a comment? I would just like to say thank you to everyone that came, Trina, constant support and coming. Thank you so much. Okay. We'll now move on to any additional comments from board members. Are there any comments not on the agenda?
I just wanted to clarify the new name we're adding, Jeffrey Rosario Rodriguez. I was able to confirm with his sister the proper... It's a double name. It's not hyphenated. It is. So we will, I think we had his middle name too, right? So it'll be Jeffrey, J, I believe, Rosario Rodriguez. And so that's the convention to put it on the wall.
Okay. Thank you for adding that in.
Mr. Chair, can I would just like to say, you know, it came to my attention tonight. I didn't realize Colin is terming off as you are. We cannot do this ceremony without Colin and you guys. So hopefully next year, even though you're not a board member, you're an active volunteer supporting the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board. Oh, I will hunt you down.
I promise you.
Make sure you are.
I can continue to serve the board by not having to come to the meetings.
You don't have to come to the meetings. We'll just task you with stuff in absentia.
Thank you, Shane. Yes, we'll always be here. In one way or another, to support the board. Liaisons, Councilman Rick, do you have any comments?
No, okay. No.
Thank you. And any other comments from the staff?
A quick comment. I got an email from Jamie Siebert with Chestnut Square. They're having their honoring veterans in May. They have the programs and things that she mentioned in the last meeting. The banners that will be hanging at the facility. Also, if you wanted more information on that, just chestnutsquare.org.
Thank you, Ryan. Chestnutsquare.org. There being no further comments or items to discuss, I call for a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Guy Green makes a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Shane Alsey seconds motion to adjourn. We have a motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Meeting is adjourned at 6:17 p.m. on April 9th. Thank you.